Y'all can also get y'all dance on.
Radio.
Thank you.
my partner in crime, Miss Jenna Simpkins, ATL. That's my partner. My partner in crime, a.k.a. Chocolate Drop, okay? Good evening to all of you all. You all are tuning into Ladies Tell All. It's Thursday night, folks. Now, y'all know how we always roll. This is really Friday night for Ladies Tell All, but we know it's Thursday night, so we got to get y'all pumped up for the weekend. So guess what? We haven't been in the house for a minute, okay? But we got a slamming show for you all tonight, and we're going to make up for all of that, okay? Guess what? We're going to make up for all of that. So what I want to do is welcome everyone, whether you're from Facebook, Blogger, Tumblr, Twitter, Scout, Tag, all my social media folks, wherever you are tuning into me at, whether it's on Facebook Live, if you're just chilling out on the Blog Talk site, we want to welcome you to Ladies Tell all my international listeners and callers, all of my United States listeners and callers and chat boarders, we want to welcome you as well. We hadn't seen you in a minute, so, hey, we're back. Hi, okay? So with that, let me get my partner in the house. Miss Jenna, you in the house, girlfriend.
Most definitely. We're rocking.
Miss Jenna is in the house, y'all. Okay, that's AKA Chocolate Drop out of the ATL. Girlfriend is in the house, and she's ready to go. So how you doing, Miss Jenna?
I'm rocking it, Miss Cassie. You know, I'm hanging in here, you know, trying to get some orders out. You know, it's Father's Day weekend. Got some requests out. Got some kind of spicy, I guess, you know, some people trying to do some things this weekend, you know, with their fathers. So I'm just trying to, you know, fulfill some requests. I think they're trying to get a little freaky this weekend and stuff like that because they want some things with some alcohol in it, Miss Cassie. So I'm just filling the request.
Now, see, she said freak. I had to pick up my fan and start fanning because y'all know what freaking means, okay? You know, we just had Mother's Day in May, okay? So I'm quite sure some of the men got freaky with their wives, okay? So now it's to return the favor. So, ladies, I know if you got your man and you have some children and he's a father, I know y'all going to get freaky. So that's why I had to stand. Because Miss Jenna getting ready to make these cakes, okay? And some of them cakes going to have some alcohol in them. So it's going to be hot. Okay, and I don't mean hot, H-O-T, I mean H-A-W-T, hot, okay? Anyway, folks, yeah, we've been away for a minute, but we've been doing some things, folks, and we've just been, hey, making things rock and trying to make sure that we bring you all the best, because it's 2016, and some big things going to be happening in 2016. Matter of fact, it's already done picked up. Now, I'm going to take you back a little bit, okay? Last month, there was a serious, real model call, and this was like a major, major, major opportunity for young ladies who are serious about the modeling industry, okay, and wanted to take their game to the next level, meaning they want to actually become professional models, okay? Well, we had this big casting call was put out. It had been sitting out for maybe several months. And a lot of ladies, I guess, they signed up and did what they needed to do. But when the day came, in Baltimore, downtown Baltimore, I was looking to see the ladies wrapped around the corner. But I'm not even going to tell y'all all that. What I'm going to do is tell you our special guest. Now, guess what? Let me shout out to my little Facebook people who I see in here. I see you, Roger. Good morning to you because it is morning time where you're at. So, good morning. I see you, Rodney Branch. Even you won't say it, nothing, but I see you. Millie, that's my girl. I saw you when you clicked that like button, baby girl, so thank you for that. You all feel free to come in and comment as much as you like. When we bring this guest in and let them do what they need to do, if you have questions or anything of that nature that you want to put out there, make sure you ask. I'm also going to inform you all now where I am at in the DMV. Now, Rodney's in the DMV, Millie's in the DMV. We are experiencing some bad thunderstorms, like severe thunderstorms. So if Facebook Live goes freeze for a minute, it's storm, okay? But hang in there. I'm coming right back. If it takes me all the way out, I will make sure I, you know, bring you all back in. But just so you know. Now, since I got that out the way, our special guest tonight, and I don't know any other way to say it but to say it this way. A lot of times we do have a lot of photographers who are really good at their craft. Are they on that professional level? A lot of them are not at that professional level because they have not been abroad. They're not studying their craft. And on top of that, they tend to like, hey, I'm a photographer. They've been taking pictures for 30 years of family reunions and all that kind of stuff and decide once they want to become a model photographer. Well, this is not what I'm bringing on the show tonight, okay? This person here is, let me just say, extremely professional. His credits are there. His press credentials are there. This man has done his homework. He has did his due diligence. He has just worked with celebrities all over, and he's doing his thing. And he has a magazine out that is hitting that level of Vogue, okay, on that level of Vogue. And if you know what Vogue magazine is and those type of magazines, that's where his level is. So the ladies that are trying to get into this magazine, you've got to be at the top of your game to get in this magazine because this is no joke, okay? This is not a joke magazine. This is a real full-fledged magazine that has gone international. So as well as it is over here, it is also international. And with that being said, the name of the magazine is called Beyond Curves. And the CEO and founder, why? And his BT is Lisa Watts, the fabulous Lisa, okay? Or should I say fab Lisa, okay? And let me tell you, it has just been an awesome pleasure. And I had this young man on my show about 3 or 4 years ago. And I knew then that he was going somewhere with this. And he had just... Even then, he had worked with celebrities at that point in time. So here it is, several years later, this man is rocking and rolling and doing his thing. So tonight, we have Mr. Mark Y on the show, and he is also going to announce, now that's what we talked about, this casting call. That casting call was very big, it was very important. So the young ladies that attended the casting call who actually showed up, you got two, okay? You got two that's going to Japan. You got two that's going to Japan. I think it's two going to Japan. You got two going to London and one going to Japan. So, and what he asked for was two plus size models and two straight size models. So guess what? They in the house tonight. We're going to get to talk with them. We're going to get to meet with them. But first and foremost, I got to make sure that we make sure we give this man the best greetings into the Ladies Studio Lounge tonight that I can possibly give. So, Miss Jenna, can we make sure that Mr. Mark Y is on the line?
We got quite a few lines lit up, Miss Cassie. So let me just click on all these ones right here and bring everybody in.
Everything is lit up. Bring everything. Hello, 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 hello.
Hey.
Hello, hello.
All right, Mark is in, look, Mark is in the house. How you doing, Mr. Y?
I'm doing just fine. I'm doing just fine. I love that introduction. That's the way to put it out there.
Hey, hey, I had to do justice because, you know, we wrong here. We have to tell the truth. I have to tell the truth. I cannot bring on fake people who really don't know nothing about the industry. Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. You keep it real. We run into them all the time, and a lot of times I just laugh.
Yes, I have to put it out there, and I'm going to say this before we get started. Here's the thing. Even tonight we're having Mark on the show. This man has some incredible credentials, okay? And the thing is that a lot of times, and I'm going to put it out there, our black folks think, you know, they don't know, so they don't go back and do their due diligence on us. They think that they don't see our names up in the light or on the marquee that we ain't, you know, oh, they ain't nobody. Till way too late, then they be like, oh, I didn't know. But see, by the time you find us, you done burnt your bridges with us. Okay? So, and I'm one of those in that boat. I'm in that boat. I don't put all my stuff out there, but people just think, oh, Miss Cassie from Ladies Tell All, oh, she just do blogs out. They have no clue what credentials I have in Hollywood. Don't have a clue. And that's fine. Because technically that's, you know, my job. I can't worry about whether you all feel that or not. But this man here is the real deal. So tonight we have the real deal in the house. So young lady, if you are listening and you are trying to be a model, you know, listen to the show. If you have questions, make sure you call in. I will give the number out right now so you can have it. You got a pen and a pencil, whatever, piece of paper. The number you need to be dialing is 805-727-7101. And press 1 to get into that caller queue. And let me give you that number again. That number is 805-727-7101. And press 1 to get into the caller queue. That's all it takes. Ask your questions because this is the real deal here. And the sad thing about it is a lot of us, you know, well, let me rephrase that. The ones who think they are in for real, they like doing seminars. This is not a seminar, okay? All right, Mark, roll on, boy. Tell us what's going on with you. Tell us about that casting call because I was there, but this is your casting call. You opened up some doors, so tell us about that casting call.
Okay, the whole purpose of the casting call was to actually, you know, recruit some new faces, some new talent. And, you know, I just want to put out there that we were, you know, pulling some people for London, Tokyo. We were basically letting them know this is an all-expenses-paid trip. And we're talking about doing photo shoots in a foreign country, all-expenses-paid. The only thing they had to do was come to the casting call, and they got picked. The only thing we required you to do was to have a passport. Bring whatever personal codes, you're spending money, whatever you need to carry with you, your personal items. Other than that, everything else was taken care of. You know, there was no fee for it. You know, I never charged for my castings. You know, I just want people to show out and just, you know, basically pick some new faces. That's the whole reason why I started the magazine. All I can say is I don't know where people were sleeping or where, you know, were they the eyes wide open but kind of closed shut to not realizing that this is a real deal. And as you saw from that day, you know, I don't do casting calls where I'm going to call you back, you know, 8-9 weeks later. You know, I was picking people with the staff right on the spot. You know, I said, what do you think of this? And they said, yeah, let's go ahead on and just do it. Because I don't really have a lot of time to just be messing around, you know. That's the big part of the whole business is, you know, time is really precious, and, you know, you can't get it back. So I don't have time to waste with people who aren't serious. So, you know, I'm about their business. So, you know, that's why I said, look, we're going to do it today. You know, I talked to my VP. She's like, you're going to pull them? I said, yeah, we're going to pull them today. Like I said, we're still looking for one other model. You know, one more to join Mario in Japan. Probably going to pull that casting call somewhere in the fall. All I can say is people just got to keep looking. You know, they can go on beyondcurves.us, the actual website. They can hit me up on the Facebook page and watch this on Beyond Curves Mag. Or Instagram or Twitter or Pinterest or Google. You know, we're on all the social media sites. I think the only one I'm not on right now is Snapchat. I don't use that one yet. But I'm on there on the other a lot. So this casting call in Baltimore, we put it out, what, almost 3 months ago. And
yeah.
I'm surprised. We got people like, you know, I'm telling them, hey, we're shutting down at 5 o'clock, and they're rushing to try to get on. I'm like, where you been at? You're on here every day. Looking at all this crazy stuff, you know, you go on all these casting calls where, you know, they want you to walk into some mom and pop's thing, you know, you're not even getting paid, but here you got somebody who's giving you an all-expense paid trip, and you're kind of sleeping and taking the last minute. Now, me personally, I really don't get offense to it because I'm thinking, hey, you're the one missing your blessing, because I know in a short period of time that I've been doing this from, you know, the photographer to the magazine owner, I've never seen anybody pull a casting call where they actually give an international trip, all expenses paid.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's a rare thing. That's the type of stuff you see on America's Top Model. You don't see that in the DMV at all. So, all I know is I'm sure that the next one is going to be packed because now they know we're the real deal. I mean, all the business got to do is they can just Google me and they can see what we do all the time. You know, this is like my passion. It's something I love to do. So anybody who really ever meet me, they know I love doing what I do, and I'm big on keeping my word and saying, hey, you know, if I say I'm going to do something for you, I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to do that. I'm not going to backtrack you and, you know, try to pull some scam on you. You know, I'm not about all that. I'm serious about trying to – I basically look forward to seeing people progress, because I remember when I started – and, you know, I had a few people that, you know, helped me along because, you know, in this business, you don't do this by yourself.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, now I got, you know, some good people under me. You know, I love the fact that I got families and my VP who's, you know, I'll be on that side of the modeling side, you know, because that's not my forte. I'm more of the video, photography, graphic design, you know, that's my forte in working these deals. So, you know, I'm telling people now, so, you know, if they really want to get on board with us, you know, I let them know, not just the trips, jump on the ones, if you've never been in the magazine, you know, we don't do that skanky class. Like I said, we're all about classy. You know, just show up, because we're always looking at new faces. We're always looking for different backgrounds, diversity. I'm real big on diversity, so I'm always looking for different models, different size models. You know, I started petite magazine. We did the plus size, so... You know, when they hear the word Beyond Curves, I'm like, this is not a plus size. This is a fashion magazine. That's what they need to understand. I don't discriminate on your size. All I want you to do is come out to the casting calls and show your thing. That's what we love to do. We love to talk. We love networking, entertaining, and meeting new people. Like I said, I have a lot of credits, and I've done a lot of big shows and things like that, but I don't brag about that. A lot of times people don't even know who I am. You know, they know my name, but they never seen me. I basically just now started really showing my face because of, you know, me running the magazine, so I started really showing my face. But, you know, somebody was really hot on the photography thing. I just did my thing, dressing all black. You know, I shoot the show, roll up my cameras, and roll out. Half time I didn't even get a chance to really network with any people because I'm just kind of more worried about, all right, I got the right shots. I'm, you know, going back to the house, you know, backing up, downloading, you know, all that good stuff. But now, you know, I talk to people more. You know, I'm a very friendly person to talk to. You just, you know, I'm not standoffish. You know, I'm not, you know, some big-time celebrity. You know, if you got a question, just like tonight, you know, somebody got a question while we're talking, you know, they can ask whatever they want. Same thing, we do workshops.
Exactly.
So, hey, this is the time to ask a question because we're so busy. You may not see me no time soon. So if you have a question, you should ask. And there's no such thing as a dumb question.
Now, see, I like that because here's the thing. I think when we had that casting call, I don't know what some of the young ladies thought. And I'm going to say this, too, because sometimes people don't like to hear the truth. And I'm going to have to tell you the truth. Because a lot of us, here it is, we have urban models, and we have we have all different types of models. But if you're looking to go to the next level and you're looking to be a professional model, then you can't roll up in there with all these tattoos and stuff all over your body, because Wilhelmina ain't going to deal with you. Elena's not going to deal with you. Click is not going to deal with you. Ford is most definitely not going to deal with you with all this stuff all over your body, like, you know, animal paw prints all up your leg and all. So, and don't get me wrong, there is now a market for tattooing, you know, tattoo models. So if that's the route you're going, go. But if you're looking to be a model and you want to stay on that urban side, that might be where you will stay at, and you will never progress if you got all this mess all over you. And I don't knock the females who have that on them. That's what you got. That's what you got. But here's my thing, too. You can't you can't just be a stripper and decide, I want to be a model. You can't be a model and you got a stripper mentality. That don't work, okay? Because there's so much more to being a model than just your looks. There's so much more to this, and you really got to have a gift for it. And the other day, Mark, there was a young lady that's on Facebook, mm-hmm. and she's in one of these groups, and she put a posting out there of a picture of her, and she said, if you're looking to promote your product, I am a model, and I'm here, I will promote your product. Now, when I looked at her picture, I went, no, that's not a model, period. And I don't know what she's doing, but this may
be one of those snapshots in the background.
Yeah, it was just she's from Jamaica over there, and the shot that she had just was not, it wasn't professional, it wasn't a shot. And some men would have taken that to another level, which I think a couple did. And so I actually said to her, I said, if you are a model, then this may not be the route to take. Because she didn't have, it wasn't a cop card, anything. So as I talked with her, and another gentleman was talking with her, she said, well, no, I'm not a model, but I would like to be. And at that time, I told her, well, you might want to take that announcement down, because somebody might take that the wrong way, especially if you're not a model. You know, they could take you as, okay, you know, she's trying to give up something else, okay? And it's not good to do that. And here's the thing. You have aspiring models. You have wannabe models. Because somebody told them that they were so pretty they could be a model.
Right.
Just
and we both know
you're
it
pretty
ain't
does not make you, right. Just because you're pretty doesn't make you a model. It is a gift. Just like someone playing football and they got the gift playing football or the gift of playing an instrument. Modeling is also gift. Everybody don't have that gift to get in front of that camera. They don't have that personality or that look. It is a unique look that each model has. And they have to be able to connect with that camera, connect with the person they're dealing with. And you can't do that, then, you know, that might not be the job for you to take. And it's not an easy job. You know, these modeling gigs are not easy, and they're hard to come by. You know what I'm saying?
I've known for this before while we're days on some sets.
Oh, yeah. So you got to be on your game to do this. But now, Mark, what I want you to do, because I know you chose three young ladies to go on this trip, and I know that's a major opportunity, and I think we have some of them in the house tonight. So tell us who those three are, and then we're going to take them one by one and just let them tell us a little bit about themselves.
Yes, let's see. We got Simone, we got Kim, and then we got Mariella. So Simone and Kim are going to London. Mariella is going to Tokyo.
Ooh, now, is Mariella on?
Yes,
she's in the house. Hey, you know what?
Good evening, everyone.
I love her because, let me tell you, Mariella came in and she was like, you know, we was asking her questions. And when she was like, boom, boom, boom. She like, I have my passport, my bag is packed, and I'm ready to go.
Yes, it is. It's packed and ready.
And I loved it. But she came in there and she did her walk. And she wasn't playing, okay? She was not playing. Girlfriend said, I'm going. I don't know where y'all going, but I'm going. And she showed up. And let me say this, too. I went back and looked at some of Mariella's stuff. Mariella is not playing with folks, okay? Now, this is, and we got some young ladies right now listening to the show. This is who you need to follow. Because something she's been doing for a minute, okay? She's not playing. She said, I'm trying to take this to the next level. So that's
what she did.
Yeah. That's what she
when
did.
She comes to that cast, yeah, when they come to the casting call and see her, they better step their game up.
Well, I'm saying, Mariella rolled up in there. She stepped her game up. She even said, because I want to be on this cast so often. I said, yeah. Go ahead and get this girl.
We got a home.
Oh, my God. So, Mariella, you won
yes,
the chance to go, and you're going to Tokyo, Japan. How do you feel?
Oof. I am, first of all, I was in shock when I was at that casting call because, you know, you go into a casting call, you bring in your all, trying to make sure that, you know, you impress the judges. But for me to be chosen on the spot, oof, I have to say, hey, my back is the car.
She's like, I'm chosen, but she was ready to go. That's my thing, and that's what we needed for the young girls that really want to come in and be serious about it. You know, she came in, and let me just say this, she came in with her cop card. Okay? She came in with the correct stuff. See, professional models know what to do. But when you got one that's trying to get to that level, that means they've done their due diligence. Okay? They know what they're supposed to have when they come in on these auditions. And Mariella came in with her comp card. She did not come in there with a picture that she done ran through the copy machine, okay, and had a staple to it. Girlfriend came with a cop card. You understand me? Okay, because, you know, a few of them came in there with that, and that's a no-no. You never, ever you never, ever do that. Okay, I don't even want to say that's tacky, but this is downright, that's just a big no-no. And now, you know what, we didn't have the stuff that you all have now. You all can go on YouTube and find out exactly how you're supposed to dress, what you're supposed to do. All kind of, I didn't have that, okay? At 13, you know, Ford discovered me at 13 years old, and I was just like, you know, I thought I had to learn everything, like, boom, boom, you know, overnight. So I didn't have the... You know, the YouTube and all that kind of stuff, telling my age. I didn't have the YouTube and all that. So, the show now. And back in my day, girls, you know, that were trying to be a model, we all met up in New York. You know what I'm saying? You had to go to New York, and there would be long lines at these different agencies. They trying to get discovered. You know, they done went and got the pictures done, and they trying to get discovered. Somebody, you know. So it was hard. You know, real hard. Now, you know, it's a different thing. It's still hard, but I think y'all have more of a chance now because there's more doors open versus to the size and the height. You know, back then you had to be like a stick. And, you know, you had to have that look. You had to have that fit. And, you know, you got to have that personality in the whole nine yards. And there was a lot of things that was entailed that you really need to have. And so now you know, y'all got the size. Because I knew when I was growing up, they said at 25, you was too old to be a model. Well, that's not the case now. That's not the case now. And we didn't have plus-size models back then that were professional models. We didn't have nothing that plus-size. You couldn't even be thought about trying to be plus-size back then. And I did get in trouble. I'm going to say that. I did get in trouble. I marked them no. I'm a country girl, okay? So I don't know what it was, but every time we do a show or something, I don't know why I had to have some potato chips and a piece of chicken, but I did, and that's what got me in trouble. it's water gain. You know, you eat some chips, got sodium in it, so you get a little water gain. And if you don't deal with designers, some of them are tacky about their outfits. And so I would probably gain an inch and be like, I just messaged you last night. Why are you this, that? So I just quit eating chips. I just quit eating anything. I didn't even drink water before a show, okay? I just didn't eat. So it's exciting to know that. But here's my thing. What did you do when you got home? Did you tell your family that you're going to Tokyo?
I sure did. I told them, guess what, guys? I'm going to be leaving.
That's about as much as we ever heard her talk.
Everybody trying to pack their bags.
She just got married, so did you tell the hubby what he say?
Oh, he's going to be fine. I got to follow my dreams.
Oh, see, that's good. You need a support system. You need a support system in place, and that's good. And I know that Mary Ella is going to just fly. Because if you all ain't seen her pictures in Beyond Curves, because she was a cover model on Beyond Curves, you all ain't y'all better wake up and check that magazine out. Girlfriend got it going on, okay? She know what she's doing. Classy, beautiful, and that's what they're looking for. And she's got the attitude for it. So I wish you all the best. Girl, just go over there and rock it, honey. That's all I can say. Go over there and rock it. I may be sitting in the corner somewhere just watching y'all rock, okay?
Thank you.
They ain't seen nothing yet.
I know. This is just the tip of the iceberg, so to speak.
But now,
we had Mary Ella, who's going to Tokyo. So now we have Kim, who is going to London, right, Mark?
That's correct.
Okay, so is Kim, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Hi,
can you
Kim.
Hear me?
Hey,
hi,
doing
how
well,
are you?
Kim. We're good. Now, I noticed when you came in, Kim came in and did a little walk. But now, Kim, I saw you. I didn't really meet you, but I did see you when you was at the other show out in Maryland. Mark, remember the other show, Lord and Taylor's? When they had the fashion show out there?
Oh, I was not at that one.
No, Kim wasn't at that.
Oh, wasn't there another young lady that looked like her?
Mm-hmm. I know you're talking about. Yeah, they do kind of look alike, so.
Oh, okay. So now, Kim, what does this mean to you? Because I know you were like, the look on your face, it was like priceless.
Well, this is the realization of a childhood dream, to be honest with you. When I was a kid, too. About being a fashion model, and I would watch all sorts of runway shows on TV and try to walk. And life happened and everything, and modeling went on the back. But when I turned 40, I started to chase my dreams now and started doing it.
Okay.
So this
okay.
This is the absolute pinnacle of, you know, everything I always wanted. And I'm really excited to be chosen for this opportunity.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, I wish you all the best. Go to London, sweetheart, and rock it on out, girlfriend, because you're an American girl. So you go on there and rock it out. You got to represent. And you need to represent hard, okay?
Oh, I will be. I'll give it my all.
No, she don't have no choice because I'm gonna be. I told you I'm gonna be in the corner watching y'all think I'm playing with y'all. So why y'all think I got my passport? I don't know why y'all think I'm here. Y'all, okay, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. Okay, Mark, who else we got going? Because I know that you
chose. We got Simone back there. Simone is going to London.
Yes. Is Simone online here?
Hello.
Hi, Simone. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Simone came in and rocked it, honey. You know what? Let me tell you what I like about Simone. Simone came in, and I think one of her friends said, go to Staples so she can get her pictures and break them in. I think Simone said, wait a minute. If I go, I'm going to be late, and I'm going to miss this chance. And Simone said, I ain't going. She came straight to the casting call.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a model for that. Now, see, when you're serious and you on your hustle, that's what you're supposed to do. Because, some, you know, they can always take a picture of you, okay? They can always take a picture. Yes. She came in and she dropped that walk. And then she came back and gave us another type of walk with the hands in the pocket. I said, okay, well, that girl trying to go somewhere. You're trying to go. So, Simone, when we told you were going, how did you feel?
I was shocked. Like, at first, I paused, and you guys asked me, like, did you hear that? And I was like, yeah, I did, but are you sure?
Yeah, she did go there. We said, did you hear what we said, Simone? She was like, huh? Well, did you hear what we said? She got stunned for a minute. But yeah, she's going to London, y'all. She's gonna walk it and just do it. I mean, here's my thing. I think a lot of times we think we'll never be able to have that opportunity to see our dreams come true. And I think, is this a dream for you, Simone, or is this just something on your journey, on your way up to being a professional model?
It is. It's something that I really want to do. So
mm-hmm.
I'm really happy about it.
I'm glad you are. I know you're going to have fun. Now, Mark's probably going to work the hell out of you, but you're going to have fun.
No, that's Fab Lisa that's going to be working on stuff. They don't
Lisa
understand. She's going to be alone.
Lisa, how are you?
Hi, Cassie. How are you? This is Fab Lisa.
Hey, Fab Lisa. Lisa's going to have your feet hurting. That's what she's going to do. I already know.
They never worked with me before, just Mariella. And Mariella knows that I really take this very seriously. I've been doing it for over 40-some years. And like you said, back in the day, plus size wasn't the size that they were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've been going through this journey, you know, I almost gave up myself until somebody said, no, don't do that. You got the curves
uh-huh.
in the right places. So keep pushing. And then I'm at that point where people calling me for shows, and then I pass it on to other models if they're looking for models. I train models. I tell them exactly what they're looking for when you
uh-huh.
go out there. I said, you know, you have to be very humble, because, you know, they're looking at you by the time you step out your car to the time
That's
you walk
right.
in, to the time you walk back to your car and pull off. They would say, well, even though she didn't get picked, she still had a wonderful attitude. I still would like to use her. So
mm-hmm.
I take that in stride when I work with my models. And, yeah, I do push them. I push them to that limit because I see talent in them that they don't even see. And somebody had to push me the same way. I'm like, no, I can't do that. I can't be that. I can't do that. And then I was like, oh, wow, I did do it. Great. So then I see what other people see in other people because then I push
right.
them. And then my thing is that I am going to work you hard.
Simone, Kim, and Mariella. I will push you, but the outcome is worth it.
Mm-hmm. And y'all gonna be in good hands. Y'all gonna be in good hands because I haven't seen Lisa walk. Okay, even though she my height, and but until she get them heels out.
That's not true. I'm 6'1". I walk 6'1". I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? I ain't gonna go there, but I'm gonna tell you what. Lisa was my height when we walked into that place that Saturday. And all of a sudden, she threw on these heels. And I went to, like, being one of her daughters or something. So, hey, it's all good. I put on my heels, too. Okay. But I just think this is a fabulous thing. And I say, here's the thing. Like you said, you know, back in the day, you know, they didn't even think about plus size, you know. Even though we, you know, you had back then, they made clothes for plus size people because they, you know, you had to, but it was not. It was not a section. It was even unheard of to have a plus size model on TV or representing JCPenney's or Sears or whoever, you know. And I think what I like about it now is I done like been through the gamut. You know, I've been the skinny girl. And now I got the curves now, and you know, if I was like back then grown, then I would never probably ever get this, you know, experience this side of modeling. And it's interesting. So it sort of helps you, you know. I've always embraced whatever I had at whatever size I was, but now I get to embrace, you know, my curves too. Because, you know, you can have all them curves back then. I couldn't. I can say that now. I post pictures up where people have seen me on Throwback Thursday, and they'd be like, what? Yeah. But I still look the same, but the body got some curves now. And I've heard people say, you look better now. I mean, you know. I hope girls are not doing what we did back in the day. I can't put we in it because I didn't help that call. But I went with, you know, I was with girls who would starve themselves to death, who were bulimic, all this kind of crazy. I ain't missing no meal. And I may not eat everything, but I ain't missing no meal. That's a joke. That's a joke. No, I didn't do biscuits and all that kind of stuff, but I ain't miss no meal. Right. That ain't happening. But, you know, you just need to take care of yourself and do what you need to do and have a healthy mind, a healthy train of thought, and you got to be consistent. You all have to understand that modeling is a business. If y'all don't, if you don't understand that concept, Fab Lisa, I just want you to explain that because a lot of young ladies don't understand that being in that profession that it is a business. A lot of people think they know what it is to be a model, but they don't. They don't have a clue.
They really don't. And it starts out besides your walk, it's your personality and what you bring to the runway. Or what you bring to whatever runway that they have. And a lot of people, even myself at the beginning, a comp card, you know, it has to be professional. You have to put into what you want. You know, you can't use your camera phone to take a snapshot or these blurry pictures. And then with the comp card, you got to have information on it that people can reach you. Don't put a phone number on it that you don't use. Or have a website or email that you don't even check every day. I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, or your uncle's or your aunt's or your grandmother's phone number, and you don't even talk to those people because it doesn't make sense that you come to a model call and their comp card is not on point. Then most of the time, and I'm going to say 9 out of 8.77. When you're in a model's call, you're supposed to be able to do a 1.5. If you don't know what a one and a half, if you don't know what a one and a half is, you need to go on YouTube. Go out there and check your resources, or you can just call me at fabandflawless15@gmail.com and send me an email or a text, and I will show you, because I train, I teach the basic things, because a lot of these models, like you said, just because you're pretty, that doesn't mean anything.
That's right.
Everybody is pretty. Everybody is pretty in their own way. But you guys, this is hard work. Like you said, it's a serious business. And if you're not ready to put in the work, if you can't put in the work or don't know how to do the work or don't feel like this is important, then you need to go on in a pie factory and taste some pies. Do something that you have fun with, because people don't understand. It's a lot of work. It's an all-day job.
That's like going to college. Isn't it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You
it is such an all-day job. It is.
They got to be willing to pay to have a professional photographer to move themselves in the right direction, too. Just don't just get anybody with a camera to say they're a professional photographer. I mean, it's so easy now to Google people and see what kind of body work they do. And I know I get a lot of people say, well, your prices. I'm like, okay, not only are you shooting somebody who can shoot, but I run a magazine. Well, now I run two magazines. But, you know, I mean, probably sometime soon, I'm going to start putting out people that I know that I've worked with in the past that shoot. And I'll let you know who I know personally that I know that can shoot and will put your career in the right direction. Now, if I forget somebody, you know, no offense to you, but I just know the guys that I actually work around and some of the ladies that I know that shoot well and will put you in the right career, because I know a lot of good photographers besides myself that can do good work and put you in the right direction. But you got to be willing to sacrifice and make money. There is no excuse to say, oh, I can't afford to price. Save up for it. You know, the same way you do when you save something that you want and you put on a layaway plan. You just got to save away until you can get it done. Not only are you going to get some good quality work to put on your comp cards and put in your portfolio, it's going to take you to the next level. Because I know personally, if I'm a model, you know, that's not my ring, but I know. Don't come to me with blur shots. I know people forget that I was, like, a big-time photographer, and you can't come to cast call with these crappy images, or, you know, I have to do online submission. I see so much just mess that, you know, this is, I mean, pictures in the mirror, cell phone, you know, I see the dog run across the back of the living room behind in those pictures, you know. And then the big one, I'm tired of looking at people's shower curtain. And they say, come on, can you pay for, I don't care who it is, but get somebody that's big in industry to move you to the next level. Don't just get any photographer, but can you please get a professional photographer to take your pictures?
Exactly. Exactly. And the thing is this, you know, when you go on a, let me say this is really important. When you are going on a casting call, pay attention to the description of the casting call. Whatever the casting call asks you to be wearing or doing, you need to do it. Do not show up to the casting call with wedgies when they said heels. Because you got some folks who did. Oh, I put you out. Yeah, it put you out, okay? Because we ain't talking about you doing a church fashion show, because this ain't what this is about, okay? When you go to across the water, we're talking about doing some things. A perfect example, if y'all think I'm joking, watch America's Top Model. That's a perfect example. The only thing is that you have a group of young ladies that are in the house and they're in competition. But look at it. Without the competition, you can't go on these go sees late. You have got to be on time, okay? You cannot go late. And I've been over there on that side when I had to get to these go sees, okay? And you can't go late because you are representing the company that you're under. So if you represent Ford said, okay, so and so needs you to come, so and so. You need to be on it. You need to be on it. You need to be dressed properly, have on the proper undergarment, because you may put on something that might be very see-through or it needs to be smooth. There's a lot of things that you need to learn. You need, and let me tell you something, ladies.
You need to be able to do your own makeup, because until
right.
you really make
yes.
it up there, you know how to do your
mm-hmm.
own makeup. I'm telling you now,
yeah.
if you don't know how to do it, shame on you. You better learn something. It's okay. We got makeup artists, and that's what they're for. But when you're starting out, you need to know how to do your own makeup.
At least
even just the basics
yeah.
makeup. And some of them can't even do that. And honestly, even when you, like you said, when you're doing these model calls, your hair should be pulled back off your face so they can see
yeah.
your face.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come up in there with no Michael Jackson bush back in the day.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, love them, you know, God rest his soul, but please, why would you come to a casting call with a bush that's so far out that I can't even see your face?
Face, you couldn't see your eyes.
You couldn't see nothing. That's crazy. And
well,
then they come in all, yeah, and then they come with all these layers of clothes. And then they come with all these layers of clothes, and they're peeling themselves off, and then they say, you know, you thought they were a size 18. By the time they take the clothes off, they're a size 2. What? Why are they wearing all these clothes?
It's so hard.
You know, you don't wear nothing flowing. Everything should be close to the body so they can actually see your body shape.
Exactly.
And that's what a lot of these, and that's when you go into these actually shows, when the designers are in there, they looking around at your shape. They looking at the way
mm-hmm.
the way it fits, your waistline, your hips, your leg. They looking at your legs because they definitely like tall, long legs. But you know, they looking at that. But my thing is that there's no way you can come to a casting call, like I said, with a bush or blonde hair, knowing that you ain't blonde. Okay. Or a red bush, knowing that none of your pictures even had that on there, and you can't even see your face. I mean, I'm just like, really?
Exactly.
Did they read the content for the model call?
Exactly.
And
it's just that simple,
dress accordingly, come on time. It's
yeah.
not going to hurt you to get there a little earlier so you can mm-hmm. get yourself together, get your heels on, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you need to be ready to go. When they call your name, you need to be ready to go.
Absolutely.
Ready to go.
I got to get my heels out the car. You know, you go on out there to your car and stay there. You don't need to come in here.
Exactly.
A lot of them do that. Or
mm-hmm.
they come to the casting and don't have heels, and they come up, what size shoes you wear? Excuse me? I've been to casting calls, and they like, well, I don't have my heels. Well, did you know you need your heels for the casting call? Well, I forgot. Well, then that wasn't important. That's what that professionalism means. You have to be on point and ready. Because like you said, these young ladies did not know they was going to get picked that day, the day of the casting, you know, but they brought it. I mean, the attitudes, and then when they found out that they were going to go, like you said, they was like, huh?
The look on their face was...
Simone, that was her.
Yeah.
She said, welcome to London. She's like, huh?
Yeah, because he said, welcome to London to Simone. And she's just smiling. I said, did you hear what he just said? Welcome to London. And she said, yeah, but, you know, it's like a hesitation. You're like, wait a minute, did they really pick me? Did they really say that to me?
Exactly.
I mean, but it was funny because then they go,
look on their face was priceless. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it was good. I mean, I love it. I love what I do, and I love to push the ladies who are serious about it to the next level. I mean,
uh-huh.
that's my goal. That's my goal as the vice president of this magazine, is to help the models while they're out there. And, yes, I am a mother hen, and I do stay over top of them, and I make sure they're okay and nobody hurts them and nothing goes wrong because we are a team.
Uh-huh.
A team. And everybody knows how you spell team. It's no such thing as I.
I don't think they understand that.
You know.
When they
understand. Okay. It's not I. It's not me. It's us. It's we. We're a group.
Exactly.
When we go professionally. When we walk in, they're going to know. And I'm saying Simone, Kim, and Mariella, y'all better listen. When we walk in, they're going to know we are professional models representing Beyond Curves magazine. And I'm not playing.
She said, she's not playing. And if y'all don't think she's playing, y'all think she's playing, I'm going to be in the corner to reassure you all that she is not playing.
Oh,
okay?
She's not playing.
I know she ain't playing. I'll be in Tokyo with a bowl of rice in the corner going, she's not playing.
I'm great. We'll get you some of those ramen noodles.
Mark, I ain't doing ramen noodles.
The real ramen noodles.
Oh, well, then I can handle them then. I bring my own little hot sauce. I make sure I got my little hot sauce in my pocketbook. And then when we go to London, I just have some fish and chips or something, you know, I just be in the corner. Look, she ain't playing. But we ain't going to KFC because KFC is expensive over there, for real.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but they don't. A lot of people understand that once they connect with us and we get them out there, you know, we always try to get people jobs. So, I try to bring people in, and you know, after a while, you work with them, we like family. So, yeah, we like to be serious about things, and we still like to have fun too. But, you know, because there's so many people who just doesn't take anything serious. You know, I don't know if they, you know, they just wake up one day and say, hey, I want to do this, and then, you know, they don't show up. And you know, I'm one of the people who, you know, everybody thinks Lisa's strict, like, oh, be late to one of my photo shoots and see how I act. Yeah. Especially when we got somebody sitting there waiting. Yeah. I just like for everything to be straight, on point. You know, I tell people they got emergencies, you know, just call us, let us know. You know, we really come in, we're working out with people. But at the same time, you still got to be on point. You know,
that's
you can't
right.
say, hey, my feet swole up today and I'm not going to be able to get in these heels. Hey, you just want to suck it up, you know. I think I had one of the worst shoots ever in my life in the beginning. It was probably about 20 degrees and it felt like it was about minus zero. Shooting on the rooftop with a bunch of models in Baltimore about, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago. And I'm in gloves, the whole Under Armour, Parker, everything on. And these models are out there in these little sundresses. And, you know, I'm trying to get shots as fast as I can. Boom, boom, boom. I think we had about 3-4 models. And I know they're freezing. But, you know, instantly you just take off their coat. Let's get the shots. You know, we always set up. We always rehearse what shots we needed. So there was no making them wait. So I got shots out as fast as I could.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's what we call sacrifice. You got to be willing to do that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it's raining and I'm not shooting. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I shoot in the rain.
Yes, we do.
I shoot in the snow. I don't, you know, people be trying to tell, oh, you going to cancel the training? To put it frankly, hell no, I'm not going to cancel. I'm still shooting. So, you know, we're not, because they're that changes everybody's schedule. I got to get stylists, hairstylists, makeup, all of them all on point. So that's the part I deal with, all this trying to coordinate and get everybody together. You know,
right.
It's kind of hard to work everybody's schedule out.
You have to
understand
it's
that.
It's a job. It is a job, just like if you were working at a secretary, you know, at a company as a secretary. If it rains, sleet, snow, you still got to go into work. Okay,
exactly.
So it's a job, and it just happens that it's a different job from what you know, anybody else would have. You're not sitting behind somebody's desk, and you're not doing a 9-to-5. And I'm gonna tell you, I've had fun at my shoots. But I'm going to tell you, after I'm done, I'll be so tired. When I get home, I'm going to hold up. But that's, you know, what I got into. That's what I do. So it's not an easy job. It is a rewarding job if you work hard enough for it and do the things that you need to do. And I'm going to tell you something now, ladies. If you ever want to be signed by Wilhelmina or Ford or even with Mark them, I'm going to tell you this now. All this tattoo animal paws and all that kind of crap going across your face and all up on your chest and all up on your back. You just go be a tattoo model. That's what I'm gonna tell you. Go be a tattoo model, because they don't allow that. And I will tell you this for sure. When I was modeling with Ford, we were not even allowed to have a tattoo on our body. They didn't allow us to go get a permanent tattoo. Mm-mm. It better be some makeup tattoo. It better not be no permanent tattoo. But we couldn't. We were not allowed to have that. On any kind of tattoo on our body. So, because when you're modeling for designers or you're modeling for clients, whether their magazine, whether it's JCPenney's or Sears or whoever, they don't want that. They don't want to see that, because that takes away from their product that they're putting on you. So that's something you got to think about too. And here's the thing: figure out what type of modeling you can be. Every runway model is not a commercial print model. Every commercial print model is not a runway model. You have some models who, yeah, they probably want to do runway, but their talent is more as a commercial print, okay? So figure out what type of modeling you want to do. You might want to do body part modeling. You might have, like, some luscious lips. And them lips might be the bomb, or you might have beautiful eyes, or, you know, things, or hands, or your feet. So guess what? Whichever one you choose, you got to make sure you put the insurance on that and take care of it. So you have to decide which one that's going to work and where your talent lies. You know, be serious about this. And everybody ain't fake, but I do understand that we do run into people now, and I'm gonna put it out there, Mark. I'm gonna put it out there, Lisa. We do have black photographers. I'm about to get a black photographer because I work with white photographers. All, you know, that's what I started out with. So I didn't deal with any black photographers until about 6 years ago, and I hate to say it, but only out of for dealing with 6 years ago, I only really two that I probably would trust or do any pictures with, because some of them would come at you, you know, call you late at night. Hey, we still doing the shoot, and I'm trying to figure out why you called me 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I just want to see your booty. No, you know that shoot is off. We ain't doing that. See, not. Or they do your pictures, but don't put them out there. Okay, well, you did the work. You mean tell me you don't like your own work? See, I don't have time to be fooling with crazy people. So you have to be very cautious, and you have to do your due diligence on even the photographers. Because, like I said, now you got them to say, oh, you know, you've been taking pictures for 30 years of family functions and weddings. And all of a sudden now, because it's a trend now, they decide, oh, I'm going to take pictures of models too. And this is a deal towards me to make money for me little girls. Knowing good and damn well, the pictures that come out don't look like Jack, but they are a model photographer. Now, I already know one dude, he still can't take pictures to this day. But I just seen him on Periscope last week, and he's talking about, yeah, because I'm going to be out with my camera taking pictures. Oh, Lord. No, I think he's going to go back being a cop. No, I think he's going to go back being a cop, because that ain't his M.O. Sorry.
That's the guy with the point-and-shoot camera with the work lights from Lowe's that's telling you he's a professional photographer in the corner at the club.
You know, I don't have anything against it, but here's my thing. Just go back to being a cop, because there are photographers who specialize in weddings. There are photographers who specialize in taking children's pictures or things of that nature. There are photographers who specialize in taking pictures of models. And I've even had a photographer who he wanted to do boudoir stuff. Okay, well, of course you're going to have some models coming to you. So if you don't know how to airbrush and fix things, guess what? You need, maybe you need not be, you know, that might not be the, you know, you had all this fancy equipment and don't know how to use, but you can't even fix a picture. And I got to go get somebody who can do two clicks and the picture is fixed. Then that's not for you either. Maybe you need to go do something else. Like, trade the equipment in and sell it and get $5,000 back because you done wasted all your money. So
yeah, that comes along with them not learning their craft. You know, you just can't.
Exactly.
I mean,
you know,
for me, I do everything. Photography, video, graphic design, retouches, restorations. You got to learn all that stuff. You know, you just can't say, well, I got a camera. And, you know, I usually see that around Christmas time when everybody gets all these new cameras for the holidays, and then all of a sudden they want to come out to a show, and all of a sudden I want to do fashion time. And I'm like, okay, where have you done anything else? Or have you decided to shoot anything else? But they really don't have a clue what they want to do. They just know, hey, I got this brand new camera, and what I'm going to do with it.
And here's the thing. I ain't your tax write-off. You got some photographers that be like, oh, well, you know, let me take some pictures of it. This be my tax write-off. I ain't your damn tax write-off, okay? Ain't got time. Don't take pictures of me and me coming to your studio because I'm a tax write-off. Save it. So, ladies, you got to be, you know, careful about who you pick as a photographer. Do your due diligence on them. Figure out who they are. Look at their work. I always do this. If I look at a photographer's work and his work don't jump off the page at me, then okay, I don't even want to be bothered with you. It's got the pictures got to jump off the page like bam in my face. I think I might want to shoot with him. I think I might want to see what he's about, you know. And here's another tip for you ladies. I know it's Facebook. I know it's social media. I know it's Instagram. But damn it, stop posting new pictures up. Stop posting these half-butt naked pictures up. That's why you running. When you do that, you have magazines like Playboy who says, ain't gonna be doing Playboy no more because y'all getting to see all that free. Females, you hollering, you a model. Don't put no new pictures out there of you because a professional model ain't going to do that.
Yeah, now
I'm
going
to put a sexy picture of you out there, go ahead. But don't put no new picture. And don't stop putting your boyfriend pictures out there. Like, you know, you holler, oh, I'm a model. But your picture like your boyfriend took it. You up there in the bed, you got a sheet wrapped around your ass to talking about, I got, you know, I'm a model. Don't do it. It's easy to tell. There's a difference between professional and not. And a lot of people, you need to understand, people that got trained eyes, they can tell if you're professional or not. And another thing, females, quit taking these pictures and posting them up there on Facebook. Your bathroom is toe down. Your bedroom is toe up. You got David toys and trash and toys and clothes and drawers all over the place. That ain't even cute.
I used to get those online submissions all the time. Hence, I don't do online submission anymore because I got more trash than their quality. And, I know at this magazine, if you send in any news or semi-news, they will automatically be deleted, and I will block you.
Okay. Y'all heard that. Mark ain't playing. But look, let me tell y'all, you need to go get Beyond Curves magazine. That's all I'm going to say.
You need to go get Beyond
Curves magazine. It is not only digital, but it is also print. It is not only over here in the U.S., it is also international now. So you all need to make sure you stay close and pay close attention for the next issue that comes out.
Oh, no. I got another announcement, too.
Yeah, so you can see this magazine. Mark, why don't you tell them how they can get your magazine? They need to, how they can be subscribers, should I say, because you don't want
to. Basically,
this,
all I got to do is just go to the website, www.beyondcurves. It's going to be beyondcurves.us. You click right on the website subscriptions and click right on it, and you'll be able to get whatever issue you want. I actually have it now where you can actually click on it and go right to the magazine cover. As soon as you click on the magazine cover, it takes you to the exact issue that you want and order it. And those who want to order multiple copies can inbox us at info@beyondcurves.us, and we'll be able to cut you a special rate if you order 10 or more on the hard copy.
Ah, that's see. Now all you hair salons and all you people, y'all need some of these magazines in your shop, okay? So maybe you tried it out. Also look up, he also have businesses in his magazine as well. So if you have a legitimate business that you might want to advertise in this magazine. Now let me explain something to you. This ain't no any kind of town. I'm telling you now, this, if you all visit the store and you purchase a Vogue magazine, the level that we're talking about, okay? This is the level we're talking about. This ain't no raunchy, ain't no high society magazine crap. It, you know, we're not talking about that.
I'm not taking ads like no Billy Bob's Barbecue Shack down the street type thing. No, this is strictly fashion, cosmetics. Hey, I'm telling you, I get them all the time. No, it's got to be some legit, you know, and it got to be professional pics. I mean, if they got a business, they don't have professional pics, they can call me on the photography side. I can come in, I can shoot the stuff for them, shoot the products, and we can put it out there for them. I mean, that's going to be more than just running the ad, but, you know, you get it done right.
Exactly.
I can do it. I can recommend somebody to you. But, no, it's just not anybody. Hair, beauty, fashion, cosmetics, jewelry, that type of stuff. Like I said, I've had some really strange, take out delivery places, you know, that, you know, that's not what we do. We don't run ads like that. So, I mean, a lot of times I think people just really need to look and see what we really do and check out the magazine. You know, I tell people all the time, don't just sit back and say, oh, well, I never heard of it. Well, you know, I've been kicking this thing out, the magazine out, for almost 2 years now. So all I can say is the next issue, you know, we're going to be covering this special event with the Essence coverage. And, I mean, when I say Essence coverage, I'm actually going to be shooting the actual singers, the, you know, some of the stars like Maxwell, Ron Carey, Racist, a bunch of them. You know, I'm going to be right down in the pit. So this stuff is going to be added to it. Also, we're going to be interviewing them. So with that said, what they're going to see next, the next level for me is they're going to see Beyond Curves TV. That's the next where I do all the fashion series and interviews behind the scenes. So, I mean, for those who keep sleeping, I mean, that's just one of them. I mean, I can't explain any more other than, you know, if you contact me or you contact the VP, you just got to be on point. You got to be serious about your business because we don't got time to really play around with people right now. If you ain't serious, you can just sit back in the background and just be a fan, you know. I appreciate you just checking out and being a fan. But those who are serious, you know, yeah, they can just be a fan, you know. They can be a celebrity, a Facebook friend or whatever. But, you know, I'm serious about this, you know, because I run into so many people who are, without a better word of saying, just wishy-washy. And, you know, I don't got time for that. Don't waste my time. Don't take my business card and say I'm going to call you, and then it's 2 months later, and I'm like, oh, I meant to call you. I'm like, honestly, I forgot about you because, you know, I remember giving you a card, but, you know, maybe you weren't serious about it, you know. And I tell people, don't be afraid to take that leap. If you're really serious about your business, don't be afraid to take that leap. I mean, you know how many people told me that, you know, hey, you're 40, why are you going to start a magazine now? You know, you got a good government job. And I left my government job, and I'm doing just fine. I'm doing what I love. It's a passion. So, I mean, I tell people all the time, follow your dreams. Don't let people tell you what you can't do.
See, I'm telling you, that's all it takes, folks. You got to believe in what it is you need to be doing. You got to believe in yourself, and you got to have enough tenacity to move to that next level, to want to move to that next level. That's all it really takes. You got to. And this magazine has taken off, and I'm going to tell you the next issue that's coming out is going to be slamming, but
at least 450,000 viewers, Miss Cassie. At least 450,000 is the minimum we're looking at for the next issue. At least.
See,
I ain't gonna say that. bounce. I'm just going to keep on chilling and relaxing.
Yeah, this,
and, you
this,
know,
yeah.
It is what it is.
This ain't no joke. This you got three young ladies, and there will be a fourth, who is getting the opportunity of a lifetime to go to Tokyo, Japan, to go to London, England, and to be able to shoot with some of the best designers there. It's going to be crazy. And that's a major opportunity for these ladies. So it's going to not only be an experience and a journey, but it's going to elevate their career as a model. So you got all I can say is this is going to be a ride and a half. And like I said, I'll be in Tokyo in the corner with egg roll and a bowl of rice. They're going to put some meat on it or something because I ain't eating rice without, you know, especially brown rice. But, you know, I take what they give me. I can't complain. And I'm going to be in London. We ain't doing no KFC because it's too damn expensive. I ain't paying that much for no chicken when I can get it cheaper at home. I'm going to have to bring it with me. But I'm going to be in the corner.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, unless they got a hip hop chicken there. Unless they got a hip. Well, wait a minute. Hold up. They got McDonald's at Lisa.
Yeah. Don't go there. Don't go there. Don't go there, Miss Cassie.
We're going to McDonald's, Lisa.
Don't go there, Miss Cassie.
We made up for it with hip hop chicken.
We made up for it with hip hop chicken. Come on now.
We go on, yeah, you know what? I'm going to tell y'all. When we did the casting call, I'm going to tell you, they took me to a place I ain't never heard before. So I ordered what they normally get, which was, it was french fries, real chicken tenders, y'all. Them bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Real chicken tenders. You get like three chicken tenders, and then you get this nice piece of catfish, lightly fried. And I don't do a lot of fried food, but this here, I was just, the whole time I was eating, it was like, and then I couldn't even eat it all. Had to bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
But Lisa, we going to go to McDonald's. And that might be all we can afford, because, you know, they stuff on there a little bit high. We can't even use a coupon.
I will buy you some french fries, so be nice.
See?
We're going to do it.
I'm just saying. Oh, my God, folks. We had a ball tonight. Trust me, we had a ball tonight to have these folks in there and talking about Beyond Curves. But you all better keep your eye on Beyond Curves because this ain't no joke, folks. But
they're
going to
keep one eye open
and
one eye closed.
Yeah. That's coming out. It's going to be like that. I mean, the Essence Festival, I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait because this is going to be one of these serious. It's serious when someone, you know, look at someone's credentials and they look at their work and they want that person to come and be at that caliber of a festival. You know, if anybody
mm-hmm.
knows what Essence Festival is, y'all should know it's the top of the top. You know what I mean? So it's just, yeah, it's going to be awesome. That's all I'm going to say about that. It's going to be awesome. And y'all look out for that next issue. Marcus told you all how to get it. I'm going to keep y'all in breath how to get that issue, okay, because it's going to be off the chain. So y'all keep looking. And girls, let me tell you something. If you are serious about modeling, if you need some training, I got the Fab Lisa right here. She can train you how to walk, turn, how you sort of present yourself. Because not only is you learning how to walk, turn, but you also have to present yourself in interviews. You also have to make sure you know what is your best side and what is your bad side. All of these things come into play. In case y'all didn't know that, I had to learn it. I had to learn it because you're going to be in front of media. You need to know what your good side is. I'm just putting it out there. So it's a lot of things you need to know And now we got YouTube and all that, and I think that's a great thing, but it's always good to have somebody personal who can tell you and show you how you're supposed to be, help you figure out what's your best side and things of that nature, and how you might need to dress and accessorize yourself, and how you're supposed to walk and carry yourself. So it's going to be on. It's 2016 for Beyond Curves is going to be phenomenal. That's all I got to say. But we do appreciate you, Mark, and Fab, Lisa, and my girls, Kim, and Simone, and my girl, Mariella. We thank you all so much for coming on and hanging out with us tonight and talking about Beyond Curves. She got a workshop coming up.
Workshop coming soon.
Guess what? As soon as she puts the information out about that workshop for my people on Facebook Live, I'm going to make sure you all know about it. So in case you have some young ladies or somebody that you know that wants to do this, hey, go to the workshop and check it out. I may be over there in the corner eating one of Mark's ribs. I don't know. I'm just saying.
So we look,
right,
we look forward to the ladies.
Our time is winding down and stuff, and I know I only got like a few minutes here on Facebook Live, so it might cut off y'all, but that's okay. Y'all got the gist of the show. But it has been a pleasure, Mark, and my girl Fab, Lisa, and all my ladies who are going to Tokyo and London. I appreciate you all coming on, and congratulations to you all again for being chosen. And just go over there and rock it, folks. Go over there and rock it. Turn it out. That's all I can say about that. Go turn it out. So with that being said, y'all make it do what it do. I'm going to be in the corner and got my passport. I already done told you. Passport. It's on. I have six fries sitting in the corner. Six fries and a half.
I'm going to get you back for that, Miss Cassie. I'm going to get you back.
See now she's going violent on me.
You know I was in the middle of my my bacon and stuff, but I'm still here.
Who's that?
All right, folks. We got to get up out of here because our time is going out. But, folks, this is Thursday night. Y'all know what the deal is. We had to rock y'all on into, Friday. So we can give you all an awesome weekend. But once again, I want to thank Mark and his Beyond Curves crew for hanging out with us tonight. And guess what, folks? You all have a great weekend. We'll be back here Monday. 8:30 sharp, doing our thing. My girl out in Atlanta, Miss Jenna, a.k.a. Chocolate Drop, going to be doing her thing. And I guess we're going to just say call tonight. So thank you everyone for tuning in. God bless y'all. See y'all next week. Hello.
My passport is ready. I'm still here with y'all. I was just trying to get my cakes together so I can go ahead and ship them on out. But I do appreciate y'all for coming in, with all the travel, international travel. And I got my passport ready.
Uh-oh. Come on, Miss Jenna.
Break some of the
cake. Don't try to exclude me. Y'all can get some cake. I got cupcakes, too. Don't try to exclude me.
Oh, wait a minute, Miss Jenna. We got to eat the cupcakes after the show. We can't eat it before the show.
Oh, okay, well, y'all can get them after the show then. Okay, afterwards. After y'all. Afterwards, y'all. Not before. Afterwards.
Afterwards. We got to try to get in them garments.
Oh, yeah. Y'all have to get in everything y'all need to get in. Y'all don't need any extra anything and say, well, it was because of those cupcakes I had. No. I'm not taking
responsibility.
Yeah, because
you know I'm going to blame it on Miss Jenna. You know I'm going to blame it on her. Quit.
No, I'm not taking responsibility for that.
It's going to have alcohol in it. Oh, Lord, we're going to be drunk folks up on there. Anyway.
Uh-huh. some of that Jack Daniel honey.
Oh, my God. All right, folks, we are out. We see y'all next week. You all have a wonderful weekend, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers in the world. Do your thing. Do right by your kids, and keep on doing what you're doing. Represent. Represent. That's what I like about that. So happy Father's Day. Peace out, folks.
Y'all have a great weekend. Deuces.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bird. You ain't nothing but a vulture. Always hoping for the worst, waiting for me to fuck up. You'll regret the day when I find another girl, yeah. They know just what I need, she know just what I mean. When I tell her, keep it drama free. Whoa, whoa. Women lie. It's like I sent my love with a text 2 times. Call cause I care, but I ain't getting no reply. Trying to see eye to eye, but it's like we both blind. Fuck it, let's hit the club. I rarely sit, but poke me some. Cause when it's all said and done, I ain't gonna be the one that she can always run to. I hate liars, fuck love, I'm tired of trying. My heart big, but it be quiet. I don't never feel like we vibing, cause every time we alone, it's an awkward silence. So leave your keys on the kitchen counter, and give me back that ruby ring with the big diamond. Shit is over, what you tripping for? I don't wanna have to let you go, but baby, I think it's better if I let you know.
I'm on some new shit, I'm checking my duties up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better. To make it work.
Chicago, so I flip that middle finger and the index finger follow. Deuces, we ain't got no future and tomorrow I'm a dick, so it shouldn't be that hard to swallow. The other chick I'm with never complaining, she make me wanna leave the one I'm with, Usher Raymond. Probably didn't register, don't trip, later on it will. Shorty full of drama like gangster Grizzles. I finally noticed it, it finally hit me. Like Tina did Ike in the limo, it finally hit me. I got a new chick, and she ain't you. She Paula Patton thick, she give me deja vu. And all that attitude, I don't care about it. But all that shit I do for her, you gon' hear about it. Breezy rap, 2 up, 2 down, but I'm just putting 2 up, chucking up the deuce now.
I'm on some new sheet, I'm chucking my deuces up. I'm moving on to something better, baby. No more trying to make it work, baby, wanna say bye-bye.